And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Dr. Michael Roizen is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
Dr. Arthur Perry away from us this week. Hey, happens now and then. He'll be back again soon to reach us on the air. It's 7-877-711-5211. udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. We promote the email all the time, every week on the show, so we need to get to some email questions and Dr. Mike's answers in a minute. But we have a call from a listener, and her name is Bridget. Hello, Bridget. Welcome to the show. What's your question for Dr. Mike? What's your problem? What, you got a problem? What's your problem?
I don't have a specific problem right now, actually.
You have a favorite story this week, Bridget.
Yeah, but I have a confession to make. I didn't listen to the first hour, so I don't know what you guys have covered.
Well, pick your favorite story, and we'll tell you if we've covered it.
Okay, did you cover the organic story?
We did not. So this is a story about organic food and the increased sales of organic food. So what did you like about the story?
Well, I think that it's crazy to see that the sales of organic food have increased so much. They reached almost $30 billion in 2011. And the problem with this is that there's a lot of conflicting opinions on whether it's worth buying organic. So I think that it's misleading to some consumers who are spending more money on organic food when for some foods it's not necessarily any more advantageous to their health than the regular. Like the organic Oreo is a good example of that compared to a regular Oreo.
So most food is not healthier when it's organic than non-organic. The one exception is the Dirty Dozen. If you're pregnant or going to get pregnant, then is when you want to spend, it's probably the least time in life you can afford it, but that's the one time you want to spend a little extra money on organic fruits and veggies, especially the Dirty Dozen. Bridget, do you know the Dirty Dozen? Can I question you on that?
I know that strawberries are on there. I know that apples are on there, and peaches definitely are, I'm pretty sure, towards the top.
Right, strawberries, peaches, the way you think of it is leafy greens and some fruit that are berry-related fruits, so strawberries, blueberries, blackberries, peaches, apples, celery, lettuce. All of those are part of the Dirty Dozen, and meaning if you're going to buy those things, that's the one time you want to overspend for organic. And remember, even if it's organic, wash it off really well, three times, I believe, in a salad spinner. I wash off fruit, dry it before you put it in the refrigerator again so it doesn't rot, but wash it off at least three times before you eat it, especially the berries and especially strawberries.
Now, for the uneducated, define organic.
Bridge, you want to try that or you want me to?
Yeah, I don't want you to.
Okay, organic means for fruits and vegetables that it is grown in a sustainable way without pesticides or other things that other than natural products, meaning as fertilizer and as pesticides and as fungicides. It has to be all natural and no chemical products.
Okay, got that.
Some experts say that if you can't afford organic, even for the Dirty Dozen, that it's more important to be sure that you're consuming enough fruits and vegetables. Do you agree with that, Dr. Rosen?
Yeah, in other words, you want to consume fruits and vegetables and wash them off really well. Washing it off really does a great job.
Let's get to some emails here. Jason's in Chicago. And he says, I must admit, I do listen to your radio show often, and you talked about a new study on bacteria and chronic back pain. I treat back pain frequently and haven't heard of this. What's your real take on it, Dr. Mike?
So Jason is a chiropractor. He let us know. That isn't part of what I sent you, and I apologize. I truncated what he is. In our Integrative Medicine Center at the Cleveland Clinic, we do refer back pain frequently first to chiropractors as they are least expensive and get people well faster. But this was an interesting story because the new data caused us to take notice. There was an astonishing, if you will, discovery in the works about low back pain and how to cure it. And we thought it was as revolutionary as the realization that bacteria are responsible for most ulcers. Those are H. pylori. Well, it turns out between 40 and 80% of long-term back pain in people with a herniated or slipped disc was associated with a bacterial infection. The main culprit was the same one that causes acne, Propionibacterium acnes. So it's an propionibacterium, that's the genera of bacteria, and the specific one is acnes, and it can trigger bone swelling and tissue damage in the spine. Whether it migrates there following the path of inflammation or whether it's the original troublemaker isn't clear. But when people were given 100 days of amoxicillin, that's a really inexpensive penicillin with something that inhibited its metabolism, 80% showed significant relief of pain and disability and essentially got cured. And that's really big news because, if you will, if you look at it, 20% of people never find relief from back pain, and never another 10% have back surgery. So this is really big data. And some people say this discovery, if it's proven in multiple studies, is worthy of a Nobel Prize. But clearly confirmation is still a few randomized clinical trials away.
Dr. Mike Andy in Cleveland has a question. He wants to know if diet and ADHD could be related.
That's the old age question. Which came first, the fried chicken or the ADHD? I'm sorry about that, Joe. I can't resist. Well, it's really not easy to answer, but there's even a study this week on what you eat and what your habits are during pregnancy really affect how kids behave. So the people with, we know that obese moms give birth more often to kids with ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and people with ADHD, kids or adults, are more likely to be overweight. And refined grains like white bread, sweet sodas, red meats, and whole grain dairy increase a child's risk for ADHD. Now it seems that kids who eat diets high in saturated and trans fat, the fried food, red and processed meats, have a greater chance of developing several childhood disabilities, including impulsivity, depression, anxiety, and ADHD. 5 to 8 times as many kids are depressed today as they were 50 years ago. Less play, more pleasure, more obesity. And anxiety is increasingly diagnosed. ADHD affects millions of U.S. kids as young as 2 years old. And the diagnosis is up, as I said, over 60% in the last 20 years, especially among boys. So for your kids and you too, adopt an eating plan that's packed with fruit, veggies, 100% whole grains, no added sugars, no added sugars, no added syrups, healthy fats, olive oil, omega-3 rich salmon and ocean trout, DHA supplements, ALA and walnuts, avocados, canola, walnut oil, chia seeds, and go for portion control and keep servings of animal portion protein that are smaller than the size of your palm. Fill 2/3 of your plate with vegetables and whole grains, and then you're going to see ADHD go down substantially, we believe, and you're going to be able to exercise and do strength training, if you will, much more commonly, which will keep the ADHD away.
All right, Andy, thank you for the call. You're talking about obesity. I'm on my way to work, and I work an early show here, and I was driving down the street at 1 o'clock, wanted to stop at one of the fast food places to get just a cup of coffee, because it's a great deal for a buck, any size. And I looked at the drive-through. I looked at the drive-through line. It was 8 deep at 1:15 in the morning. 8 deep.
Wow.
Now I know why we all have fat fannies in this country.
So, well, I've been passing billboards for McDonald's about craving late night and how they're open later now, too, in North Carolina. And so, I'm like, no one needs craving late at night to be going to McDonald's.
You would think you'd get a cup of coffee without having to wait for 8 cars to go through the drive-thru at 1:15 in the morning, but that's not the way it is in this country anymore. More top medical stories of the week. Some more questions answered by Dr. Mike on udocs@gmail.com, too. And a real age tip before the end of the hour. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike on Radio MD. Stay well.
You tune up your car and change the oil when it's running sluggish, right? Well, then how come when you're feeling low and sluggish, you aren't doing something about it? D-Herbs can help with their full body cleanse or dozens of other healthy, all-natural supplements and products. It's time to finally do something for you. Take a look at D-Herbs quality all-natural products, and you get a free gift, famous D-Herbs all-natural, all-herbal cleansing tea and an ebook with important life-changing information that you can download. It's called The Power of Cleansing. You can heal from any disease. Just go to freedherbs.com. That's free, the letter D, herbs.com, and claim your free herbal cleansing tea. You just pay a small shipping fee for that, and then you can download your free ebook on the wonders of healing cleansing. You'll also get a 15% off discount code if you should decide to make a purchase. Free gifts for you, plus a special gift of better health. freedherbs.com. freedherbs.com.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
arms, or jaw,
shortness of breath,
please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness,
it's time to take it serious.
Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath, cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911. If any sound familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.